Alderman Matt O'Shea represents the 19th Ward, and that is home to a lot of Chicago police officers and a lot of Chicago firefighters, and I don't think they would find a better ally on the city council than this guy, Alderman Matt O'Shea. Thanks for coming on the Lisa Dent Show. Was the exam today? Today is the day that firefighters, potential firefighters, took the exam?
Well, there's several tests being offered, but today's the first day of when this latest group will be seated. And Lisa, there were more than 15,000 applicants, and less than 5,000 of those 15,000 will have the opportunity to take the test, and that's disappointing.
So you agree, because a lot of people are saying there were glitches and sometimes they were booted out for residency requirements when they indeed live in the area that they indicated. What is going on, and why were more people not given the opportunity to take the test?
Yeah, this whole process has been a calamity of errors. The city of Chicago rushed the process for whatever reason. It's lack transparency. There was a panel of several of my colleagues and Local 2 who represents Chicago firefighters and paramedics on the best process to go to make sure that there was inclusivity and equity equally distributed, giving more people an opportunity. But they created many problems here. This did not need to be this difficult. I've been inundated for the last several weeks with dozens and dozens of phone calls from residents of my community who applied, veterans that didn't get the preference, residents who were told that they didn't prove that, in fact, they were city residents. Simple computer glitches, not being able to, an inability to verify your residency. Lisa, what we're looking at here is very costly litigation down the road. And I believe because we did not put corrective measures in place.
We've seen litigation in the past when it comes to hiring at the Chicago Fire Department. So it used to be you'd have to wait 10 years in between exams. That's been narrowed down now to 2, hasn't it?
Well, the administration has said moving forward, they're going to test every 2 years. And, that's a whole separate issue. I don't know how easy that can be done, but there's two organizations that have worked hard on this topic, and I think they should be brought into this discussion. First and foremost, the Black Fire Brigade, who has worked very hard the last several years to give more opportunities to Black young men and women across our city to get this coveted noble position. And then also the other organization is Local 2, who represents firefighters and paramedics. And, I've heard, all kinds of stories, starting with, again, veterans who were kicked out of the system and weren't able to participate. Stories of people who, had a family member, effectively a line of duty death, where a father who had suffered a heart attack in the firehouse, that family member did not have an opportunity to test. Again, we rushed this. The city of Chicago, we should have put in more safeguards for computer glitches and the like, but I feel at the end of the day, there was just such an urge to very quickly put this together and not take input from the union, from other people, to try to make sure that this was inclusive and equitable.
Alderman Matt O'Shea is from the 19th Ward. Today, you voted on a $1 billion spending bill for the CTA Red Line extension. How do you feel about that?
The south end of the city, east of my community, was promised this extension 50 years ago, and it's finally going to happen. This is going to be a game changer for the south side of the city.
Alderman, it strikes me in thinking of it, and maybe I'm making too much of it, you tell me, but that is any part of this bigotry or prejudice or discrimination, racial discrimination in the city? We've got lines going to the southwest side, the northwest side, all the way to the to the north side. And here is this part of the city completely cut off from public transportation when it comes to train service.
Steve, that is a good question. You know, it's funny that as part of this debate today, there were many people that talked about the history of this going back several administrations. I'm just glad that we're finally righting this wrong and connecting. You know, the Red Line extension will, you know, go, you know, within a half mile of my 19th Ward community, a very diverse community. I'm glad it's finally going to happen. I'm hopeful that we get a significant amount of federal dollars to help us get this done. This will take several years, but I'm very confident in the company that will be leading the charge on this, a very reputable company that does transportation work all across our country. And I think this is going to be, as I said, a game changer for the south side of the city of Chicago.
Is it going to be the sort of development where people will lose their homes?
No, there will. Where the trains will run is typically a lot of it is vacant area. They will have to move some things out, but no, there will be, you know, there won't be eminent domain like you know, when they created the expressway system all throughout the city.
Thanks for joining us on this show. Have a great day, Matt O'Shea.
Have me. Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Alderman Matt O'Shea from the 19th Ward. Chris Cuomo, host of Cuomo on News Nation. I love that one of his producers is poking fun of him on TikTok, saying he doesn't know that TikTok does not have a K in either tick or talk, and got him to dance, and he doesn't do it very well. We'll talk about that and the real issues coming up after Steve's News on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.